We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I do mean this when I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, hour number two and a half here. Gonna switch gears, because, you know, sometimes when I'm out there resourcing the show early in the morning, getting ready to come on here and give you guys all the facts, figures, and news that you need for those water cooler conversations, I find myself going, whew, look, how woke is that? Ooh, wow, look at all the woke. How much wokeness? Oh, my gosh, at the wokeness. And the next thing you know, I realize that what I've got is a veritable plethora, if you will, of wokeness, a vast cornucopia, a smorgasbord, a charcuterie, if you will, of wokeness. And that means we have to do a segment we like to call Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Oh, yeah. All right. So Adventures in Woke World. Now, some of these are going to be things that just make you want to throw your radio across the room. Others are going to be the kind of thing that you're going to laugh and roll your eyes. And just sometimes you think, what's wrong with this world? All right, so here's one for you. Hotair.com had this piece, came out 3 days ago. Hotair.com. School bans parents wearing XX wristbands from a girl sporting event. What is this about? Pray tell, what is happening right now? Well, so at a sporting event in New Hampshire, there's a girls' soccer game scheduled between Plymouth Regional High School and their rival, which is called Bow High School. Bow High School was fielding a team for girls' soccer that has a dude identifying as a chick. So they have a transgender player on their girls' team. Plymouth Regional High School protested. They did not want to do this. They thought this is not good. But the high school athletic director said that they were bound by state law and they had no choice but to go ahead and either forfeit the game or play. So a bunch of the parents decided, you know what? We don't appreciate this one bit. We're all going to come wearing wristbands that have XX on them. Why? Because it's XX for signifying women's chromosomes shared by actual women. XX wristbands. Except that the other school said that was just not good. They were engaging in silent protest, but the silent protest, they said, was a symbol of oppression and offensive stupidity. You heard me. Wristbands were too scary. So the Bow High School decided to lodge a complaint, and the school then banned the parents from being able to wear their wristbands at the game. I got news. I would not only wear, I would put on the t-shirt that said XX. And while we're at it, I go ahead and wear a hat that says XX. I wear my XX socks. I'd be walking in with XX branded on my face, like one on each side of my face, X and X. Just, this is unreal. But that, by the way, that's what happens in woke world. So, I mean, there's so many layers in that story. You got dudes playing on the girls' team. You got parents not allowed to say anything about it. You got state law that doesn't allow parents to take a stand. And then you got the simple idea of freedom of speech. If you can burn an American flag and it's called freedom of speech, then I would dare say that anywhere in this United States, wearing a simple wristband that says XX on it is okay. Like, I'm wearing a wristband right now. I'm not prone much for jewelry. I have a wedding ring and a watch. I sometimes wear a military ring, which I happen to be wearing right now. And I wear one wristband on my right wrist that's just a rubber band that says pray first. So I would imagine that there are places would be offended that I have a wristband that says pray first. But guess what? Too bad for their luck. So yeah, school bans the wearing of XX wristbands, Adventures in Woke World. Now, here's the next one I got for you. Go ahead and prepare to be irritated at this one. Daily Caller has this piece. My gosh, Phil, you go to all the sources. Yes, I do. Daily Caller has this piece, Dateline 2 days ago. Democrats want climate literacy in schools even as actual literacy slips. I mean, you look at it and go, come on. Where are the priorities? Daily Caller says the Democrat Party is pushing to increase actual literacy on climate change in America's schools while students are performing poorly in regards to actual literacy. The party's education platform. See, this is their platform. The party's education platform mentions the importance of climate literacy for American K through 12 students several times. It emphasizes the purported need for students to be able to understand and interpret information relating to climate change. Meanwhile, the average reading scores for both fourth and eighth grade students, which are the years they do the measuring for the National Assessment of Educational Progress, the NAEP report, the fourth and eighth grade scores have fallen by 3 points. So in recent years, student literacy is dropping, but Democrats feel it necessary to put in their platform that they want to promote climate literacy. By the way, that's not climate like what climate is. That's just climate change. That's just their Green New Deal crap. Less than 50% of all fourth grade students were able to read at or above the standards for proficiency in 2022. Only 17% of black students and 21% of Latino pupils meet the mark. The U.S. is seeing staggering numbers of children, especially children of color and children from low-income backgrounds, without fundamental literacy skills. And yet, the Biden-Harris administration is spending big to replace existing school bus fleets with electric models. Vice President Kamala Harris has promoted the programs being beneficial for students, lining the pockets of Chinese manufacturers to buy electric buses. In June, the Chicago Teachers Union, a labor organization closely allied with Democrats, issued a list of climate-related demands as part of their contract negotiations. Believe it or not, they did. And in 2022, Democratic Washington Governor Jay Inslee's Department of Health released a five-part climate curriculum for students. Bottom line is, the DNC sees climate change literacy as being so important, they put it multiple times in their platforms. My gosh. All right, do I have time for another one? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, you'll be happy to know. Okay. Fox News, September 23rd, that would be yesterday. Indiana judge rules that a prison must provide transgender surgeries for an inmate who killed a baby. Oh, my gosh. Holy cow. All right, a federal judge has ruled that it would be unconstitutional. By the way, there is no constitutional right to elective surgeries to alter your body. There's this not. Who is this judge? A federal judge has ruled that it would be unconstitutional for an Indiana prison. Jeff from Indiana, I hope you're listening. We have no idea what's happening up there, man. The American Civil Liberties Union, wait, I'm sorry, back up. An Indiana prison to, it would be unconstitutional for an Indiana prison to deny a transgender inmate sex reassignment surgeries. Wow. The ACLU sued the Indiana. Of course they did. The ACLU sued the Indiana Department of Corrections last year on behalf of a transgender inmate. I'm trying to figure out which way it goes. Jonathan C. Richardson, also known as Autumn Cordelion. Where do they... Today, I'm going to call myself Autumn Cordelion. Where did you get that name from? I just liked it. I read it somewhere on a social media posting. I am now forevermore known as Autumn Cordelion. By the way, Jonathan, which is his real name, was convicted of strangling his 11-month-old stepdaughter in 2001. So dude's been sitting on death row now for nigh on to 20 years. Dude is a dude. Dude is now calling himself a dudette. And the judge says that dudette shall get surgery. Judge Richard Young agreed with the ACL's claims and ruled in favor of Cordelion last week. Specifically, Ms. This is a quote. This is not me doing. This is a quote. Do not throw something at your radio and call me, you know, like a defector. Specifically, Ms. Cordelion has shown that her gender dysphoria is a serious medical need and that despite other treatments defendant has provided to her to treat her gender dysphoria, she requires gender-affirming surgery to prevent a risk of serious bodily and psychological harm. What I'm basically hearing is that the murderer, who has been in prison now since the early 2000s, who murdered his baby, is now diagnosed literally diagnosed with gender dysphoria and says he will commit suicide if he is not able to get the surgery to alter his body. I am pretty sure a physical surgery will not cure a mental disorder. Just saying. Maybe he'll feel wonderful about himself right after that. Everything will be great. By the way, if you saw the pictures, the guy's face is so tattooed, I'm not even sure how he can see out of his eyes. But he's going to be a dudette. And I'm guessing they're going to put him in the women's prison. Maybe they already have. I don't know. Anyway, Adventures in Woke World. Holy smokes. All right, what else I got here? Do I have time for some more before I go to the break? What time is it, Big Rig? I'm looking at the clock right now and I'm going,
You can probably do one more.
One more. Let's see which one I want. I got this. I got that. I got this one. Okay, how about this? Planned Parenthood. Woo! Can I have some applause for Planned? No, don't do it. I'm just kidding. I don't want any applause for Planned Parenthood. Big Rig was reaching for the button. Then he realized that was called sarcasm. A pro-life group says that Planned Parenthood has created an abortion pipeline by embedding itself in the sex education programs at schools across the country. And oh, by the way, they have gone so far now as to teach gender fluidity. Planned Parenthood of Los Angeles offers to train teachers in topics like sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender stereotypes. And oh, by the way, is now determined to teach that the need for abortion actually applies to those who are agender and genderqueer. Only if they're actually chicks. Regardless of what you call yourself, if and you have a uterus and your chromosomal makeup is double X, then I got news, you're a chick. And yet Planned Parenthood, that organization, which by the way was getting tons of tax dollars, remember that? Tons of tax dollars, is now saying that the barriers to abortion care are closely tied to racism and patriarchy. And they have been pushed by male doctors through exceptions made by wealthy white women. What in God's name? This is one of their training modules. Sometimes the consent of a doctor, a grandparent, or a mental health professional can substitute for a parent's consent. But in some states, young people can use what is called judicial bypass. So they're teaching you basically how to bypass your parents, go get an abortion, identify as something other than what you were born as, and there ain't no telling how much money they have taken in tax dollar grants over time. Lord have mercy. I may need a healing after that Adventures of Woke World segment. We're going to come back, though. I got a couple more. Yeah, I need a shower during the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. All right, so don't forget, by the way, coming up top of the hour, the infamous Jay Towne, former U.S. attorney, is going to be on with us. I don't know why I called him infamous. Anyway, Jay Towne's going to be on with us at 4 o'clock. Jay is, like I said, a former U.S. attorney, a former JAG officer in the Marine Corps, prosecutor. And we're going to talk about what's going on with this investigation into the Trump attempted assassination, the fact that DeSantis is doing his own investigation. I don't know, is that normal? It doesn't feel normal to me, but we'll see what he has to say. He's got more experience in that than I do. So coming up top of the hour, Jay Towne, former U.S. attorney. Let me just finish up a little bit more of some woke world. So here's one for you. The ninth, by the way, so I practiced law, was in court all morning this morning, dealing with, you know, issues related to corporate structure and buyouts and, you know, shareholder issues and yada, 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 yada. There's as many ways to practice law as there are to be a doctor. I mean, you know, you got doctors that are, you know, endocrinologists and gastroenterologists and cardiologists and proctologists and whatever else. There's all these different ways to be a doctor. Well, there's all these different ways to be a lawyer. There's so many different niches within the legal profession. But you also know, by the way, that if you're a litigator, and I do, I litigate. If you're a litigator and you're researching the law to determine, your legal position and to cite precedent in Alabama, don't you even bother citing something from the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit's out west on the left coast. It's out there in California and Arizona and others. But the Ninth Circuit is typically always going to wind up being different than anything that ever happens in the 11th Circuit, which is where we are here with Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. Well, the Ninth Circuit just went ahead and just decided to crush Title IX again. Don't forget, Title IX is that thing that was put in place back in 1972. Title IX of the Education Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Title IX literally is what protects women, women's sports, women's opportunities for equal access to the things that they deserve to have in the educational process. Title IX is the 50-year-old civil rights law. Story here on Daily Signal. The Biden-Harris administration, they point out, has expanded the meaning of sex in Title IX to include gender identity or expression. Why does that matter, Phil? What does that mean to me? Well, what it means is if you are offering if you're offering sports at a high school, you have to offer equal opportunity for sports activities for men and women. You can't have a baseball field and not also have a softball field for the girls' softball team. You can't say that the guys get to practice too on the soccer field, but the girls never get to practice the soccer field. You got to provide equal access, equal opportunities, equal facilities. And now you have to provide equal access for transgenders under the Biden administration's interpretation of Title IX. What does that do? It destroys Title IX. What it basically says is, yeah, we're all for women unless, you know, the women are opposed to dudes participating in their sports, and then we can't be for them anymore. Well, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has not gone in line with the rest of the judicial circuits that are already ruling on these things on Title IX. Go figure. It's not the first time they botched the analysis. I can just tell you right now. The Ninth Circuit reached an identical conclusion in Idaho's women's sports fairness law. But not surprisingly, there is now a new one. So let's see where we got here. In Doe v. Horn, the court in the Ninth Circuit found that there was a reason for a preliminary injunction against the state of Arizona that allows two biological boys to participate in girls' sports. The court ruled that the boys must be allowed to play on girls' sports teams and denied the injunctive relief being sought by the plaintiffs. So how did they reach this hackneyed conclusion, says Daily Signal? The twisted reasoning went like this. They say it began with a blind acceptance of the left's talking points about gender identity. So first of all, the court's all in on gender identity and fluidity. They also then went on to say it ignores the increasing body of clinical evidence that prepubescent and pubescent children will, if left to their own devices, grow out of their gender dysphoria. It also went on to say the state law, which separated scholastic sports teams by males and females, was discriminatory. Wow. So now, if you have boys and girls sports, it's discriminatory. My God. Woke world. Look, the Ninth Circuit, I'm not even going to continue on. You know what I'm saying here. The bottom line is this. If you or someone you love is a lawyer in the state of Alabama and they're researching a brief, tell them don't even bother citing the Ninth Circuit as something controlling on a matter of foreign law. Just leave it alone. It's not worth it. The judges will laugh you out of the courtroom. Last one I'll give you as we head to the break. It's the good news. Boise State University got a little onerous, took issue against a local coffee shop, made their business miserable when they allowed them to be accused of racism for no reason. And guess what? The coffee shop just won a $4 million judgment against the university. Whoop, whoop! All right, Phil Williams coming right back. Jay Towne, former U.S. attorney. We'll be right back.